The feelings aren't so strong. I can suck it down. I can gut it out. Polly looked at Igorina, who shrugged and said, "That's nice," and motioned to Polly to join her a little way off. "He, or possibly she, is right on the edge," she said.
"Well, we all are," said Polly. "We're hardly getting any sleep."
"You know what I mean. I've taken the liberty of being prepared."
Wordlessly, Igorina let her jacket fall open just for a moment. Polly saw a knife, a wooden stake, and a hammer in neatly stitched little pockets.
"It's not going to come to that, is it?"
"I hope not," said Igorina. "But if it does, I'm the only one who can reliably find the heart. People always think it's more to the left than—"
"It's not going to come to that," said Polly firmly.
The sky was red. The war was a day away. Polly crept along just below the ridge with the tea can. It was tea that kept the army on its feet. Remember what's real. Well, that took some doing. Tonka and Lofty, for example. It didn't matter which of them was on guard, the other one would be there as well. And they were, sitting side by side on a fallen tree, staring down the slope. They were holding hands. They always held hands when they thought they were alone. But it seemed to Polly that they didn't hold hands like people who were, well, friends. They held hands tightly, like someone who has slipped over a cliff would hold hands with a rescuer, fearing that to let go would be to fall away.
"Tea up," she quavered.
The girls turned, and she dipped a couple of mugs into the scalding tea.
"You know," she said quietly, "no one would hate you if you ran away tonight."
"What do you mean, Oz?" said Lofty.
"Well, what's there in Connect for you? You got away from the school. You could go anywhere. I bet the two of you could sneak—"
"We're staying," said Tonka severely. "We talked about it. Where else would we go? Anyway, supposing something is following us?"
"Probably just an animal," said Polly, who didn't believe it herself.
"Animals don't do that," said Tonka, "and I don't think Maledict would get so excited. It's probably more spies. Well, we'll get them."
"Nobody is going to take us back," said Lofty.
Good, said Polly, backing away. "Well, must get on. No one likes cold tea, eh?"
She hurried around the hill. Whenever Lofty and Tonka were together, she felt like a trespasser. Wazza was on guard in a small dell, watching the land below with her usual expression of slightly worrying intensity. She turned as Polly approached.
"Oh, Polly," said Wazza. "Good news."
"Oh, good," said Polly weakly. "I like good news."
"She says it'll be all right for us not to wear our dimity scarves," said Wazza.
"What? Oh, good," said Polly.
"But only because we are serving our purpose," said Wazza.
And just as Blouse could invert commas, Wazza could drop capital letters into a spoken sentence.
"That's good, then," said Polly.
"You know, Polly," said Wazza, "I think the world would be a lot better if it was run by women. There wouldn't be any wars. Of course, the book would consider such an idea a dire abomination unto Nuggan. It may be in error. I shall consult the Duchess. Bless this cup, that I may drink of it," she added.
Yes, said Polly,
and wondered what she should dread more, Maledict suddenly turning into a ravening monster, or Wazza reaching the end of whatever mental journey she was taking. She'd been a kitchen maid, and now she was subjecting the book to critical analysis and talking to a religious icon. That sort of thing led to friction. The presence of those seeking the truth is infinitely to be preferred to the presence of those who think they've found it. Besides, she thought as she watched Wazza drink, you only thought the world would be better if it was run by women if you didn't actually know many women, or old women at least. Take the whole thing about the dimity scarves. Women had to cover their hair on Fridays, but there was nothing about this in the book, which was pretty damn rigorous about most things. It was just a custom. It was done because it had always been done. And if you forgot or didn't want to, the old women got you. They had eyes like hawks. They could practically see through walls. and the men took notice because no man wanted to cross the crones in case they started watching him.